Whether you're a first-time poultry owner or looking to expand your flock, you can always use some helpful advice. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered. With great info and products to help raise healthy birds in-store or online at farmandfleet.com/chickdays.
Brad Rippey is the U.S. analyst and drought monitor author for the National Agricultural Statistics Service. He says the weather pattern is in a transition period right now, moving from El Nino to La Nina. This could mean we lose moisture over the next month.
The atmosphere, North America and elsewhere, is still acting like it's El Nino. Very active weather pattern with everything you see with the hail, the high winds, the tornadoes out in the midsection. That's classic spring El Nino. But we're going to lose that over the next couple of weeks to a few months. So for people that are getting the moisture now, hold on to that, especially in the middle part of the country, because I do have concerns that we could see some dryness that's already starting to pop up in places like southwest Kansas, southeast Colorado, could begin to spread as we head deeper into the warm season. A lot of the dynamical and statistical guidance does show drought developing, Rockies, High Plains region potentially starting to spread a little bit to the east. But with that transition to El Nino, that also means that we expect a very, very active Atlantic tropical basin. And so we could see a pretty fine line between dry conditions, High Plains, and relatively wet conditions in parts of the southern and eastern U.S., that would include the eastern Corn Belt. Whether that tropical moisture is organized or disorganized mid to late summer into autumn, that should allow for fairly wet conditions, Gulf Coast, Atlantic Coast, probably extending into the eastern Corn Belt, Ohio Valley region. So we may be sharpening up that gradient between drought and wetness as we move through this growing season. Again, pretty dry conditions likely to develop High Plains region or expand, and then rather wet as you move further to the east. So yeah, a little concern there with those areas of the western Corn Belt that are still a little low on especially subsoil moisture. As those roots try to reach down, there may not be a whole lot there. So kind of keeping an eye on that western Corn Belt again for potential drought.
He says the concern for drought extends beyond the United States. He says South America is also expecting drought for their next crop cycle, 2024 into 2025.
I think the big concern for South America, for Argentina and southern Brazil, will be heading into the next crop cycle. They're harvesting now, so they're 6 months off of us because southern hemisphere. So I would be focused on potential drought for the 2024-25 crop in South America. It would be the fourth La Nina in 5 years. They obviously had some drought issues previously during the triple dip La Nina. So certainly some concern heading into the next crop cycle when they're planting again next fall for us.
Brad Rippey is the U.S. analyst and drought monitor author for the National Agricultural Statistics Service. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.